AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A rough ride for the stock market as investors, traders, the Dow starting the day off by more than 1,000 points. A recovery got underway until this last hour or so of trading. Let's get more live from Warren Levinson on the exchange floor as the markets are closing.
Tim, they just rang the closing bell. They still have the final addition and subtraction to do. But at this point, the Dow Industrials are down 584 points. And how you see that all depends on your perspective. You could look at it as a day when stock prices lost another 3.5% on top of big losses Thursday and Friday. Or you could see it as a day where the Dow fought its way back from 1,000 points down, where it was just a few minutes after the opening bell. In any case, sellers routed buyers to the tune of 3.5% on the Dow and almost 4% on the S&P 500. It's fears about the Chinese economy, fears about what the Fed will do to interest rates next month. But right now, we're still counting it all up. Tim?
That's the AP's Warren Levinson with us live from New York. The man accused in the shotgun killing of a Louisiana state trooper is now a suspect in the death of his roommate, whose body was found this morning by police sent to the home after he didn't show for work. Kevin Daigle is accused of killing Senior Trooper Stephen Vincent, who was trying to talk to the apparently stranded motorist out of a truck that was stuck in a ditch. He was shot yesterday afternoon and died today. Police across Louisiana mourning Vincent.
His badge means so many different things. It's the most precious thing in our uniform, and nobody wore this badge more proudly. This badge more than Stephen Vincent.
Colonel Mike Edmondson, the Louisiana State Police Superintendent. Number of injuries reported as a bus shears off a big chunk of a three-story building in a crash in Queens, New York. Police say none of the people hurt are considered to be life-threatening. This is AP Radio News. The hack of the Canada-based cheating website Ashley Madison turns tragic.
We have two unconfirmed reports of suicides that are associated because of the leak of Ashley Madison's customers' profiles.
Toronto police spokesman Bryce Evans says there have been numerous extortion threats. The group, calling itself the Impact Team, accused the website's owner of deceit and incompetence, saying the company refused their demands to shut down the site. The massive fire burning north central Washington is now the largest in state history, 400 square mile blaze, breaking a record set just last year in the same county. Steve Sturgeon was able to save his home, but lost the buildings housing his scrap iron business.
I'm too old to start over again, but one day at a time. That's all I can do.
That fire is just one of 16 burning in Washington. More than 200 homes destroyed, more than 12,000 homes and buildings threatened. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.